From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of UN peacekeeping missions, Hervé Ladsous, told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He spoke of the casualties after 5 days of fighting, which ended Tuesday with a tentative ceasefire.
It does seem that numerous civilians have been killed. The initial government figures report that at least 272 have been killed, including 33 civilians. But I would believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg, giving alarming reports indicating that over the last few days, many civilians were barred from reaching safer grounds, including the compounds of the United Nations.
Ladsous warned of the potential renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force to secure Juba, allowing the country's unity government to get on with its work. In the capital, special UN representative to South Sudan and head of the UN mission, Ellen Margrethe Loge, met Wednesday with President Salva Kiir.
As I have done publicly during the last couple of days, I urge everybody to lay down the gun and respect the ceasefire that His Excellency the President has directed, and the First Vice President has approved to.
Meanwhile, as foreign nationals continue to flee, the U.S. sent in nearly 50 troops to protect Americans and the U.S. embassy. A news agency supporting Islamic State says that Abu Omar al-Shishani, known as Omar the Chechen, was killed near the Iraqi city Mosul. The U.S. Defense Department in March said Shishani had been likely killed in a U.S. airstrike. This is VOA News. Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister Wednesday and immediately put together her cabinet with a key task of carrying out the will of the British voters to leave the European Union following June's referendum.
We are living through an important moment in our country's history. Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know, because we're Great Britain, that we will rise to the challenge.
In a surprise choice, Ms. May named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary, Johnson among the leaders of the campaign to exit the EU. She also appointed other so-called Brexit supporters to major cabinet posts, including former Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond as Chancellor of the Exchequer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow this week in an attempt to engage Russia on ways to end the fighting in Syria. Kerry to meet his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and possibly President Vladimir Putin. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said his goal is to try to resuscitate the cessation of hostilities.
We are yet again going to Russia to try to get its buy-in on a process that can lead to a nationwide ceasefire or cessation of hostilities. We haven't seen that thus far, but we're having another go at this. The Secretary has been very clear about the fact that, they've not lived up to their commitments so far in terms of exerting influence on the regime to stop these ongoing attacks on opposition forces who are adhering to the cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday nearly 30 people were killed in separate airstrikes targeting two rebel-held towns. A senior Burundian member of the East African Legislative Assembly was shot dead Wednesday in the capital, Bujumbura, in what authorities called an assassination. Hafsa Mossi served as the country's former minister for East African Affairs. Israel has opened a second crossing point to Gaza for the first time since 2007. The opening of the Eretz terminal follows growing complaints about congestion at the only other crossing point at Kerem Shalom. It's expected to help boost the economy of the Hamas-controlled Gaza. A U.S. judge sentenced Chinese national Su Bin to 46 months in prison for conspiring with two unnamed hackers in China to hack into computers of major American defense contractors and smuggle the information to China. Court records say they targeted warplanes, including the F-22 and F-35. U.S. stocks Wednesday inched up to new record levels, continuing a rally since last Friday's encouraging U.S. jobs report. The broader market S&P 500 index closing at a new record of 2152. Meanwhile, the U.S. Central Bank said the U.S. economy continues to grow at a modest pace. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.